Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursday?
What does that mean?
It's more fun?
Oh, okay.
It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing!
Let's put on a show!
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
Throwback Thursday is always more fun than a regular Thursday.
Always.
We'll get that going here in just a second. Good morning. Thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. It's 6 o'clock straight up, and it's a little chilly this morning.
Definitely. It is, a little bit.
I had to put on a wrap.
And what kind of wrap? Like sandwich wrap?
Yeah, and used the heater in my car on the way this morning. Did you turn your heater on this morning?
I did.
Yeah, it feels good too, doesn't it?
Had that seat heater on. Ooh, yeah.
You didn't say heat seater this time.
I did not. I thought about it.
Did you?
Yeah. I made sure I said it right.
Because most of the time she says
heat seater.
Heat seater.
It's so easy to say it, though. Heat seater.
You're right. All right, let's get this Throwback Thursday started. It was September 20 years ago when you heard this one the first time. And we all know the words now.
20 years.
20 years.
Woo!
And we all found out what's inside of Stretch Armstrong. Mark Wills, 19-something.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had to pack.
Every bit of that stuff in that song, every single bit of it, I was there for all of it.
You lived it.
I did.
1940-something.
Yeah, most of that stuff was 80 stuff. Black Trans Ams. We mentioned that yesterday. We were talking about what you rolled up the prom in. The Trans Am was the thing.
Sexy.
The moment guy saw it, they go, I'm going to need that.
Black Trans Am, the kind that was in Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, come on. Never forget the guy that drove up to work one day. I worked with him at the grocery store. He worked two jobs. He worked at that grocery store at another job. Rolls up in the brand new black one. Everybody's like, oh.
I bet he felt like he was so cool.
He did. He was cool. I'll be honest with you. He was cool.
He was. I still salute him today.
That's right. He's still my hero. Throwback Thursday, good morning, 6:04. There was a winner in the Powerball last night.
Was it you, Dale?
Yeah, because you were supposed to get a ticket.
No, it wasn't me. Somebody in Arizona won $473 million last night.
Oh, my gosh.
The winning numbers, by the way, 11, 36, 61, 62, 68. Listen to all those 60s in there.
I would have played all those. Look at me. Yeah. I could have won.
Yeah.
The Powerball was 4. Check your ticket. You may have won something. You may have won a couple bucks. You never know.
A million's fine.
Yeah, a million would be good. But, yeah, $473 million for somebody out in Arizona on the Powerball last night. That is fantastic. Not. I already hate that person.
Hate him.
Hate you.
And you know what? You know, I'm talking about how restaurants can't get any help. You know, they're closing in certain
Nowhere
hours.
Can get any help. But yeah, well, what's up?
Restaurants are having a particularly tough time. They're closing during certain hours. They're only open at certain times. They've stopped serving one, like they stopped breakfast or they've stopped something else or whatever. Chili says they have the answer.
Oh, great.
They have already begun purchasing robotic servers.
I can see nothing going wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
The robots take food to tables, sing happy birthday, and return dirty dishes to the kitchen.
Happy birthday.
Tell you. I don't know why you sound like the Munchkins.
So anyway, and Chili says they figured it out.
Lollipop Gill.
What was that again?
The lollipop Gill.
Close enough.
What was it on the end there? That was
actually better than most of your impressions.
Hey, all right, good. Good.
Just looking for a good time. Here's Nico on the Wake Up with a Wolf show.
We just trying to catch a good time.
College of Throwback Knowledge on Throwback Thursday, 6:30. Let's see what you got.
Good luck to you today, Dale.
All right, let's find out.
All right, there are four songs. Basically, you're going to have, you're going to figure out the storyline of these songs, okay? The first one, I feel like Annie's going to get this one. Chad Brock and his one-hit wonder. What did Chad Brock's girl say?
Well, she said yes.
Did she? Let's find out.
She said yes.
Yeah.
I said, why? Woo! She said, when? I said, how about a right now, love?
Yeah.
Can't wait. This is the whole jam.
She said yes. She absolutely did. All right, and Tim McGraw in his next 30 years, he's going to have a few more what?
He's going to eat some salads.
You think so?
The next 30 years, I'm going to watch my weight.
Yep.
Eat a few more salads.
Yeah, boy.
And not stay up so late.
Good for him.
Drink a little. And not so many beers.
Why not, though, Tim?
Maybe I'll remember my name.
All right, good enough.
Good, the two for two. Congratulations, Dale. You're on your roll. In Sarah Evans' Born to Fly, what color eyes did the boy that she saw in her dreams have?
Ooh.
I can't even remember that line.
Ooh, this is going to be good. Did I trick both of you?
I'm going.
This is just supposed to be Dale answering, right?
No, I've tied you in there.
Oh, great.
I'm going brown.
Oh, God. He's probably right.
Right. Or is it blue?
Is there a brown eyed boy in my future? Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
Brown eyed.
But I'll be awake for
I can't even hit that note.
I always thought. Sarah would make a great ex-girlfriend, man.
You'd be happy all the way. Yeah. All right, and last but not least, can you do four for four? Conway Twitty.
Oh,
slow.
You know I'm going to get this.
You know he's got this one, yeah.
Hit
in,
me.
In Conway Twitty, slow hand. You need a man with this kind of touch.
You need a lover with an easy touch.
You want a lover with an easy touch.
Yeah.
That's
come
so
on,
smooth.
Conway.
You want somebody who will spend some time.
Yes, you do.
Conway is a player.
He sure is. Love me some Conway.
He's
love
a that, ladies' man.
Love that Conway hair, too. I don't know how you got it. A lot of hairspray.
Yeah, you did exactly.
A lot of Aquanet up there, I think.
Dale, 4 for 4, congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo!
Throwback Thursday, Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me. I'm the Wolf.
If I could grant you.
About the most famous guy out of Apopka, Florida. That was John Anderson on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Wait, what part of Florida?
Apopka, Florida.
Okay.
Do I need to repeat that? Apopka,
nope.
Florida.
I don't know where that is.
We're going to salute that town today. You know what? We're going to do it.
are we? We are. All right, we can do that. Good morning to you. It's Throwback Thursday. And occasionally I think of these stories about some of these guys. John Anderson, he became friends with a lot of these outlaw-type country guys, mm-hmm. like David Allan Coe and Johnny Paycheck and all these guys, which reminded me about a Johnny Paycheck story that I had heard, and it confirmed that it was true. This was years ago. He was on his way home for Christmas to see his mother, and he stopped off. He's going to Greenfield, Ohio. That's where his mom lived.
Mm-hmm.
So he stops off to have himself a brew. You know, thirsty.
Yeah.
Got to knock off the road dust. And he stops in at a place called the North High Lounge. And you know that was nice. That's right up there with the Dewdrop Inn. Inside the bar, he was recognized by a fan. The fan's name is Larry Wise. So I'm so excited. I'm going to meet Johnny Paycheck. I'm going to talk to him. Maybe somebody can take a picture with us. So he went up to Paycheck, and Paycheck was not feeling it. He was a little testy from the road, I guess. The conversation quickly grew heated when Wise invited Johnny back to his place for a home-cooked meal of deer meat and turtle soup.
Mm. Oh, good.
A fed-up Johnny Paycheck pulled a gun and shot at him.
Are you serious?
He was just trying to give him some hospitality.
Shot at him and grazed the side of his head. Got 9 years in jail for that.
Well, he deserved it.
He served less than two. He got a pardon from the governor at the time.
I believe it.
But you know, man, Johnny Paycheck, well, he's a rowdy cat.
Take that job and shove it.
Some turtle soup, man.
Mmm, delicious.
17 in a small town. Weak knees in a CVS.
Still testing you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Throwback Thursday, and there are several songs turning 22 in 2022, and I'm dying to find out what they are, Annie.
Just take yourself back to the year 2000.
Rewinding now.
Sound like so futuristic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a couple of them. There was quite a few, but I picked the major ones. I think that I was telling y'all yesterday, I was 8 years old when these songs came out.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes and get...
I want you to picture a young Annie Camp with her little CD player jamming in her middle bedroom of her house with the green carpet and the white bed.
Okay.
There you are. Number one, I Need You, Leanne.
I need you.
Turning 22
in 2022.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Up next, y'all, can you imagine me 8 years old? I'm jamming this one hard. One of my favorite songs still to this day, Aaron Tippin with Kiss This.
Why don't you kiss?
Woo!
Kiss this.
She's not talking about lips.
And I don't mean on my rosy red lips.
What does he mean?
Me and you.
Oh, we're through.
What is she saying to kiss?
Her booty.
Oh.
Like when I tell you to kiss almost every day in here, you know?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sarah Evans, the queen, Born to Fly.
Is there a brown eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. But I have me awake for heaven.
She's so pretty.
She is pretty. I hope there's so many people jamming right now, reminiscing with me. Okay. I love this next one by Faith Hill. I loved seeing her in this video with her cute little waitress outfit on, a little nurse outfit on. I said, dang, Faith, you got it going
agreed.
On.
Agreed. Just side note. Yeah. Agreed.
Faith can be my nurse anytime.
The way you love me.
Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's no
oh, here's my favorite part.
Could you imagine her and her husband having a hit 22 years ago at the same time? My next 30 years, Tim McGraw.
My next 30 years, I'm going to watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next...
This next one, my absolute favorite song, right up there with Kiss This from Aaron Tippin. I don't know why I love this song so much. I had the little four-track CD with just like four of his demo songs on it. The one-hit wonder. Take it away, Chet Brock.
She said yes.
Woo!
And I said why. She said when. And I said how about right now, love.
It can't wait.
Dude turns out to be a disaster.
Leave my boy alone. He goes
and he gets into wrestling at the WCW. And that didn't work out too good. Then he goes off to be the head of programming at some new cable channel that lasted 18 minutes.
You can say his resume is really filled.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna finish this one off. 22 years ago, this song came out from the king of country music, The Best Day by George Strait.
And you doing what I've always wanted.
Sing it, Dale.
I'm the luckiest boy alive.
Woo.
This is the best day of my life.
That'll put a tear in your eye.
Standing in a little room.
That is one of the best daddy songs
ever. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to cry. All right, let's move on.
All turning 22 in 22. Don't come looking if I'm gone. Jackson Dean on the Way Up with the Wolf Show. This one sounds better turned up loud, by the way.
Got a head full of noise. Bye.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, prom themes. Been talking prom for the last week or so. My son had his senior prom this past weekend, and they were all dolled up and decked out. I don't know what their prom theme was. I have no clue. Did it have a theme? Do they all have to have a theme?
Is they must have? Absolutely, Dale.
I don't know what his theme was. Now, Annie says she helped to plan hers and come up with a theme for her prom. What was the theme of your senior prom, Annie?
So my senior prom, I don't remember.
No, that's good.
Now here we go.
Got a whole day to figure this out.
Well, she bumps up and she says, I don't know.
I thought I remember, but I don't remember. So I switched to Reynolds my junior year. I joined the prom committee.
Which is a big thing in high school.
I thought it was. It was lame. It was not worth it. Oh, it was awful. That junior prom was terrible. We had it in the bottom of the...
Okay, first of all, if you start out, we had it in the bottom of...
Yeah, it was like the basement area of... What is it? Not the Millennium Center. What's the other one that's over there?
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
No, you idiots.
Well, I thought it was Millennium Falcon. That would be cool.
You know, it's on the other side of Timmy's Chicken. Not the Millennium Center, but the... God, I can't remember
I'm
the name
just focused
of it.
On Timmy's Hot Chicken. I don't care what's
anyways, on. They were redoing the top of it, doing some construction up there. So we were in the basement of this place.
Yeah, another indicator that the prom is not going to be good. Yeah. You're in a basement.
And I think, if I can remember correctly, it was like something lame, 50s themed or something. I remember making a bunch of records.
Like a Marty Sock McFly
hop.
Thing?
Sock hop, bebop.
It was janky. It was terrible. It was awful. And I said, I'm not doing this again. It was awful. Turn around to my senior year. I had no involvement. I was too busy doing other things. But I remember we had it at the, I don't know the name of this, Degum place either. It's over there in Old Salem. They have a big, gorgeous building over there. And I don't remember what the theme was, but it was beautiful. We walked in. I was, it was like a night in Paris or something, but it was so pretty when we walked in. I was like, wow, they really stepped it up this year.
So, yeah, now that we ain't got any on here.
Right, now they got me on
so
there.
So, was the big thing to t-shirts? Did you do those?
We didn't do prom t-shirts. We didn't do prom. I remember prom t-shirts. I know other people had. We did like the Safe and Sober stuff, but that was the set of our prom t-shirts with the Safe and Sober prom night stuff with... Lewis and Daggett before their Daggett Schuler. Lewis and Daggett.
Do you still have all the billboards up?
But yeah, that was mine. Like I said, junior year, underwhelming. Senior year, much nicer.
But you don't remember the theme.
I told you, I think it's like a night in Paris, night under the stars. It was something like that. Right. It was just whimsical and pretty. There was not something heavy that I can remember in my mind that it was themed around.
Big shout out to the people who late last night helped me remember mine. I went to high school with junior year at Providence Grove High School.
Benton Convention Center. Someone texted me. Thank you so much. Benton Convention Center, the very bottom of that. Oh, it was concrete floors. It was awful. It was awful. All right, Chase, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Nice planning job.
Yeah. So it was junior year at Providence Grove High School. It was the red carpet premiere.
Ooh, rolled out the red carpet.
Exactly. I think I remember that one, too. They had actually had to have red carpet rolling up to, like, the country club or wherever it was.
Country club?
Yep.
Wow.
And senior year was a night to remember.
A night to remember.
That's a popular theme. I was somebody had sent me some ideas, some past prom themes, some thought starters about prom themes. Maybe this was one of yours. The Great Gatsby, Casino Night, A Night in Paris.
Of course, A Night in Paris is the go-to.
Yeah. Neon Nights on Cloud Nine.
Woo! Fit that on a shirt.
And of course, Red Carpet Night.
My wife texts me. I feel so bad. She said, I never went to prom. No one wanted to take me.
Girl, bye. She should have taken herself. Kelsey?
Yeah, what's
that? I had to do it myself. I asked three boys I liked.
One was an ex-boyfriend. One was a, I wanted him to be a boyfriend. And one was a friend. They all turned me down. Guess who still went solo dolo? Your girl right here.
That's right.
Your girl.
Showed up with a PBR.
Good thing about that.
I didn't drink then.
You're available to dance with any boy you want to dance with.
I don't dance.
See, that's the thing. You go to the prom, but you don't dance.
You don't stay long either. Then you leave, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? Go to Waffle House? All right. Oh.
She hung out with the teachers there. What's going on? So how about
actually,
that
my,
homework we
my
had?
My senior year, my two best friends were prom king and queen. So that tells you anything.
You were in with the in crowd.
I sure
girl,
was.
Girl, bye. I was out of
no!
this.
No! You were what? You were, hey, king. Hey, king of the South.
That'd be a cool title.
I was sitting there thinking, that's
my wheels are turning now. We're going to have a contest.
I'm sitting here. I posted a post on Facebook yesterday and it said, what was your prom? The theme of your prom. And I put, you know, as in quotes, a night in Paris or under the stars. Mm-hmm. What was yours? And someone commented and she said, she basically said,
at the bottom of the Benton Convention Center.
She says, mine was the exact same. Were you at East Forsyth, class of 06 by chance? No, Crimson Church. That's her name, Crimson Church.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Prom themes. What was your prom theme? Annie doesn't seem to remember her
I
prom
told you
theme.
What it was.
The best one was bottom of the Benton Convention Center.
Great.
How about you, 680 Wolf? What was your prom theme?
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't remember what our theme was, but I remember our picture backdrop was a blue piece of paper with balloons on strings from the floor up.
Wow.
That seems, and then like they would have like the fake Greek columns beside it with like balloons and stuff. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It was awful, but I don't know what the theme was, but we had a good time.
It was awful, but we had a good time.
Yeah, it was awful, but we had a fantastic
those
time.
Blue and white colors. It probably was probably like, a night in the Greek islands or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. You know, lots of blue and white, you know, all that stuff.
Nights in Rodan.
We got some decent ones over here from Facebook. My first comment, though, is my favorite from Suzanne Lewis. She said, skip the prom. It was lame. And spent the night on St. Pete Beach with a huge bonfire and the best friends in the world.
Hey, you know what? Good alternative.
Yeah, great alternative. Let's see. Melinda said junior year was Italy and senior year was night on the Titanic.
Sounds horrible.
She said we had banquets, not prom, but still fun. Night on the Titanic. Would it sink afterwards?
They just keep playing the music as it slowly sinks.
Ruth said in 1971 it was called We've Only Just Begun.
We've only... The Carpenters?
We also have New York Nights, Time of Your Life. In 1985, Ken White says his was putting on the Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do like a Great Gatsby prom. That would be fun.
That's a popular theme. Great Gatsby is a popular prom theme. I think maybe we even had one of those.
I think the attire during that time was really cool.
Leah Poole said Under the Stars was hers, but she said this weekend, I don't know if she works at a school system or knows someone that's going to prom. She said this weekend we have a glow in the dark theme. That's cool. I've never even heard of that. I'd go get a neon dress so quick.
And use like glow in the black. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Bad idea.
She thinks it'd be awesome.
Yeah. In the words of my son, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Good idea.
All right, Throwback Thursday, and still the biggest selling female artist of all country, female artist of all time.
This song right here turns 27 years old today.
I feel somebody about to get turnt in the studio.
I'm about to kick a door down.
By the way, she sold 75 million albums.
Woo!
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the music video, she's just riding a horse.
I don't remember the music video.
This is what a woman loves. Hey,
birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your. It's a time for joy and happy celebration.
Woo! We're throwing it back all the way back to the day you were born. Happy birthday if today's your born day.
And if you want to go on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show's birthday shout-outs, go to 931wolfcountry.com. Or you can send us a little DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf.
What's wrong with you?
Stop, I don't know.
Stop doing that.
I had lack of sleep this week.
I'm getting like super annoyed right now.
Wow, Dale. Really? Anyway, celebrating their birthdays today, the local celebrities of the triad. Nicole Ballard of High Point is celebrating, along with Jordan Newsom of Kernersville. His sister, I played basketball with, and their mom was our coach back in the Y Ball days. The Y Ball days. That's where I knew them from. So happy birthday to Jordan Newsom of Kernersville.
Please stop with the accent.
Corey Tate of Galax, Virginia is celebrating, along with Jimmy Shelton of Mount Airy. My girl Ashley Campbell of Kernersville, cutting hair, cutting it up. Happy birthday, girl. Hope you have a great day.
Gosh, I love her suits.
Ethan Steinbicker from Mevin is celebrating today. Michael Valink of Kernersville. Michaelin Tatum of Eden. I like her name, Michaelin Tatum of Eden is celebrating. Danny's best friend, Jordan, you know, he's married to Nicole. Those are our best friends. And Nicole's daddy, Bob, Mr. Bob Ott, is celebrating his birthday today out in K Vegas. Happy birthday to you, Bob. Hope you have a great day. And happy 4-year wedding anniversary to Jordan and Nicole, whose dad is celebrating today. So look at that. I found out about a week before their wedding that I was pregnant. So tons of memories this time of year. Happy to be here. Happy to have it. And you share your birthday with, I almost ended it too soon, Jessica Alba, who's 41. Penelope Cruz is 48. Jay Leno is 72. Jonathan and Drew Scott, both 44. They're the Property Brothers, the twins who do the HGTV show. So there's that.
I never watch that, ever.
Really, Dale? I thought you were a DIY guy for sure.
Honestly, I enjoy the show.
I believe that 100%.
I honestly enjoy it.
We're going to chalk that one up to Kelsey. All right, now, and just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday again.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
I kid you not, I was fixing my hair in the camera before we...
He is literally playing with his hair in his hat.
Sorry. It's time for 5 things you need to know. Did you know, this is interesting, a 100-year-old woman of Brazil has set a new world record for having the longest career at the same company.
How many years?
84.
What's that retirement look like?
God, can you imagine?
Knowing companies these days that let her go right one day before they're, you know, so that it doesn't get paid. But still, 84 years, same company. Can you believe that?
What was her name?
Walter Orthman.
Walter
of Brazil.
We're gonna have to let you go.
But it's one day till I officially...
Sorry, it's a business decision. It's not personal. This is business. Don't take it personal.
Right, sure it is.
Good luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say yes to this. Dunkin' Donuts is debuting a new cornbread donut for summer.
Oh, I'll try that.
Terrible.
I'll try it.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
Cornbread summer?
It's a cornbread donut. That's the no.
It's probably got a little sweet taste to it, you know?
No.
I bet it's good.
This is a swing and a miss here.
There's a Dunkin' right down for the studio. We're
what about we get one and we put some chili on it, Dale?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't try it or I wouldn't, but I just don't think it's a good idea.
I just want that snack and bacon. That stuff, chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
I didn't care for that.
Oh, so good.
Gosh, Dale, you were just a buzzkill.
Debbie Downer today, yeah.
Buzzkill.
Talking all the foods.
Annie?
That's me.
Who do we not talk about?
We don't talk about Bruno. No, no, no.
And you have your chance.
It was our wedding day.
Yes, you have your chance to sing along with that because the Encanto sing-along is coming to the White Oak Amphitheater this August.
Whoa, a sing-along?
Yeah, they're actually doing one in Charlotte, they're doing one here in Greensboro, and they're doing one in Raleigh.
So, do we know if that's going to be like dressed up as characters?
Yeah, characters, singing? Yeah, you're going to sing in the audience, things like that.
I wonder if it's people dressed up or they dress up as like the people and put the outfit on, like a big head.
I don't know. That's a good question. Which, you said Frank has not seen that, right?
No, we haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen I know enough to talk about it, yeah, but I haven't watched the movie.
You know enough not to talk about Bruno.
Amen.
So, you need to watch it, and then go do that.
Okay.
And let me know how it is.
I will.
Today is National Superhero Day. Friends, Favorite superhero of all time?
Batman.
That was mine too.
Y'all all like Batman?
Well, it's because he has so many cool gadgets.
For me, it's because he's rich and smart and nothing is like supernatural. He's just a normal guy with lots of money and smart.
You're finding money hot.
No, I think it's smart the way he utilizes his stuff for good. And it's not, it could be anybody. Batman could literally be a real person.
Dale?
Absolutely not. Dale, you don't have the lips to be Batman.
Okay.
If that's
the prerequisite for being
Batman. It is. Have you never seen? It's all you can really focus on.
Which Batman?
All the Batmans have had great lips. All of them.
What's wrong with you?
That's not.
That's what I noticed. He likes eyebrows. I can't look at Batman lips. I'm telling you. I'm going to look up all the Batmans all the time. We're going to look at their lips.
I don't even know what to say about that.
How do I Google that? All Batmans of all time.
I wouldn't Google that on a work computer. Just letting you know. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know? This is pretty awesome. Oklahoma is the only state to have an official state meal. Ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
It's something. Fried okra, cornbread, barbecue pork, squash, biscuits, sausage and gravy, grits, corn, strawberries, chicken fried steak, pecan pie, and black-eyed peas.
All in one meal. Gee whiz. I thought only two things come from Oklahoma.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things you need to know.
Throwback Thursday, and there are a number of songs turning 22 in 2022.
Oh, so that means they were out in like 2000.
Let me take you back 2000, Dale. Chase. I'm an 8-year-old young girl. I've always been a girl. I'm an 8-year-old girl. And in my little bedroom in our old house, green carpet, I'm dancing, headphones in, CD player on.
Skipping.
To these jams right here. I'm going to start off with Leanne Rimes, I Need You.
I need you like the water, like breath.
Hit that note.
It sounds like one of those infomercials that plays randomly loud at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I need you. Making some dances to this. I know I did. It's kind of liturgical. Yeah, it's my jam. All right. Favorite song when I was 8 years old. I mean, favorite song. I love singing this to the top of my lungs. Telling you where you can stick it and kiss it. Kiss this, Aaron Tippin.
Why don't you kiss and kiss this? And I don't mean on my rosary.
Over here one last time. Oh, she's beautiful. She was quintessential to my youth, country music.
Still beautiful.
Still beautiful. Still amazing. Born to Fly, Sarah Evans.
Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time. But I'll be waiting for heaven.
You know, time has not... I mean, time has been on her side.
It has.
She's still looking strong.
She make you write bad checks, I'm going to tell you right now.
I look older than her, and she's older than me. That's pitiful.
Yeah.
Now, Faith Hill, 90s, I mean, just screams Faith Hill. I loved this song, but even more so, I love the music video. She was dressed up as a nurse, as a waitress, just cute as a button. Make you want to take her home the way you love me.
Ooh, I love the way you love the way.
Sing your part.
You feel the way I feel with your arms around me.
I only wish that you could see the way you
love
me.
She was in her prime.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, speaking of prime, so was her husband, who had a hit the same time, same year. Tim McGraw, My Next 30 Years.
My Next 30 Years. Gonna watch my weight.
I didn't
eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade
and not so many beers. He's singing himself, not
maybe
me.
I'll remember.
Yeah.
I'll be taking beers of lemonade for my next 30 years.
You sure did eat a few salads. And that guy needs a snack.
Yeah, he does.
Dude, he's emaciated.
Uh-huh. All right, I've got to say that this is probably still one of my favorite songs. It's right there with Kiss This. One hit wonder. I literally had a four track demo tape with, I don't even know the other songs. This is the only one I learned the words to. It's Chad Brock with She Said Yes.
She said yes. Woo! And I said, wow. She said, when?
Said what?
And I said, how about right now, love? Can't wait.
Gosh, this is such great singing.
I like it better when he sings it.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Chad, I don't know what happened to poor old Chad.
Poor guy.
He ended up going to the WCW and wrestling.
Which is what you did.
And none of that seemed to work out for him, but he did have that song. She said yes. And last but certainly not least, the king of country music. This one, short of put a tear in your eye because it does me every time. The Best Day, George Strait.
Just me and you doing what
Dale,
I always
sing it.
Wanted to. I'm the luckiest boy alive.
That's right.
This is the best day of my life.
Man.
That's one of the best daddy songs ever. That's a great one to play on Father's Day.
You feeling old yet, everybody? I feel old. I was 8 years old when these songs came out. 22 years old.
Those are some good ones, man. Good little collection there.
I travel with a heartbreak.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, College of Throwback Knowledge, and I am turning the tables on you guys. We had planned to do it a particular way where I am reversing it on you.
Reverse.
Questions are for the two of you now. You are not quizzing me.
This was not on the prep sheet.
It was not on the plan, and I have changed it on the fly, so you guys get ready.
If every single one of these songs from 1974, I'm already out.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
So we finish a lyric type of thing, or we take...
We buzz in with our names?
That's the way you're going to do it. Buzz in with your name, and when you do, you better have the answer. You only get that one shot, though. Then it's over to the next person. You don't get five guesses.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into it. In the song The Fireman by George Strait, what kind of car does George have? Are you kidding me?
No. Hold on. It's
going to be Chase.
Who's going to buzz in?
Not me. I don't know it at all.
I've watched you sing every word to The Fireman in this very studio. Every stinking word. And you're sitting there like you're in a blank face.
That's one of the ones I couldn't tell you what the words are without hearing the song. They call me the fireman. Yeah, that's my name.
You're all out of time.
I'm singing through the...
You know, no.
What is it?
A fire engine red T-Bird.
T-Bird automobile. She told you.
You blew it. Next. In the song My Town by Montgomery Gentry, what time does the whistle blow?
Noon.
Are you going to buzz in or are you just going to mumble your words?
Noon.
She gets it.
Oh, no.
You didn't obey the rules.
Oh, that's not fair.
You did not obey the rules.
She stole my answer.
You did not obey the rules. Next. In Clay Walker's She Won't Be Lonely Long, what's she drinking? Buzz in before Chase. You answer.
Annie,
go.
Oh, it's wrong. Chilled Patron.
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, all right.
She got it.
I technically was first on that. Buzzed in, by the way. We'll listen to the playback. You know what? I'm going to go and pull the audio in another break coming up. You're going to hear that I was first.
Instant replay.
You better be loud enough to be heard.
Hey, you got to fight with me on volume over here.
You make a living with your mouth.
I know. I was first.
Next. In the song Roll On 18 Wheeler by Alabama, where was Daddy headed on his run?
Oh. Oh.
Again, I've seen both of you sing every single word.
Chase! Hold on. Chase!
Got it.
Illinois.
I'm going to give it to you. It's his Midwest run. It's his Midwest run, yeah.
But he does say Illinois.
Yeah, okay, so anyway.
Technically, I won.
Was that a tie?
No,
I
was
beat
not.
Him.
No, I'm going to pull the audio. I was first on that.
You claim you won. You're claiming you won.
I did win.
We need an instant replay right now.
We'll see.
It's a big old world outside this little town.
Man, every time I hear one of those songs, I think about Troy. What a horrible thing happened. Mm-hmm. That helicopter crash.
Rest in peace, Troy boy.
Yeah. 904, we went back to the tape, as they say in the biz. There was a dispute when playing the College of Throwback Knowledge a few minutes ago as to who buzzed in first.
Yeah, and the answer is me. And I should have gotten the third question.
You know, if this had been the other way around and I had went and got this audio, y'all would have given me so much crap and told me, oh, you just had to prove you were right, didn't you, Annie? Oh, he goes and does it, though. Oh, he was right. I guess he was right. Let's brag about how right Chase was.
Well, the problem is I was right.
But
in
see,
your defense.
I'm telling you, other way around, though, I would have gotten total crap from you both.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chase.
Him especially.
Chase, in her defense, you did not buzz in loud enough.
That's because I have a man's voice and is lower.
That makes no sense. You were just talking over Dale and you
I just
quiet
went,
and he didn't
I went,
hear you.
Chase.
I'm playing. This is the playback on the question. Which Chase did legitimately buzz in, but I didn't even hear him, and Annie buzzed in just like almost simultaneously. Here's the playback. In Clay Walker's She Won't Be Lonely Long, what's she drinking? Buzz in before
Chase.
You
oh, answer. Annie.
See? Annie, go.
Oh, it's how wrong. And I'm prone.
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, all right. I knew.
How was that not loud enough?
I even missed it on the playback. Like I knew when we played it back before this that I heard you buzz in first, but even listening back to that, your voice got lost in translation, pal.
Wrong.
Sucks to suck.
Your voice was too low. It was
Wait,
too
are
low.
You giving it back to her?
No. You legitimately got it.
No,
you don't win.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.